But today we've been asked to speak on the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya, one of the Panchatattva. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 6. The glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Anybody want to chant? Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Oh, glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, glories to Nityananda, oh, glories to Advaita Acharya, and oh, glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahavishnu Jagatkarta, Maya Yasi Jati Ada, Tashavatara Evayam, Advaita Chara Ishvaraha. Lord Advaita Chara is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, evil, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitam Harindradevat Acharyam Bhakti Shamshanat Bhaktaravataramisham Tvam Tam Advaita Charyam Ashraya. Because he is none different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotional service, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and incarnation. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Panchatattva avartirna chaitanya shange panchatattva lana karina shankitan arange. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace of Bhaisharana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki. These five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord executes his Sankirtan movement with great pleasure. Purport. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.32, there's the following statement regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnavanam tviksha krishnam sangopangasra parshadam yagnei sankitana prayojati hishu medasha. In the age of Kali, people are endowed with sufficient intelligence. They will worship the Lord who is accompanied by his associates, by the performance of the Sankirtan Jagna. Sankirtan Jagna ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his plenary expansions. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his incarnation, Sri Advaita Prabhu, his internal potency, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, and his marginal potency, Sri Vas Prabhu. He is in the midst of them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by these and other tattvas. Therefore, our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are complete when we say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda. As preachers of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we first offer our obeisances to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting this Panchatattva mantra. Then we say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ram Ram. There are 10 offenses in the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but these are not considered in the chanting of the Panchatattva Mantra, namely, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as the Mahavadanaya Avatara, the most magnanimous incarnation. For he does not consider the offenses of the fallen souls. Thus, to derive the full benefit of the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, we must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learn the Panchatattva Mantra, and then chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That will be very effective. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many unscrupulous devotees manufactured mantras of their own. Sometimes they sing, Bhajanitai go Radhisham Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Oh, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Radhi Govindo. Actually, however, one should chant the holy names of the full Panchatattva Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Then the 16 words, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Rama Rama. But these unscrupulous, less intelligent persons confuse the entire process. Of course, since they are also devotees, they can express their feelings in that way. But the method prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure devotees is that to first chant the full Panchatattva Mantra and then chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rup Sarupakam Bhakta Ravataram Bhakta Kyam Bhamami Bhakta Shaktikam. So, today is the appearance day of Srila Advaita Acharya, and he was famous for two things. One, he brought the Lord here into this material world by his loud chanting. He read the verse that Krishna says, if one offers me with just a tulsi leaf and Ganga Jal, I will be so pleased. So he thought, I can please the Lord by offering tulsi and Ganga Jal to Shalagram Srila. With the loud chanting of the holy names, he was always loudly chanting the holy names. And as a result of that, Krishna agreed to appear here. Advaita Charaki, Jai, by his gorgeous mercy. we hear now we have the Krishna consciousness movement and the Hare Krishna mantra. Which was the second famous thing Acharya is noted for. First he called the Lord, and the other glory of the Lord that he gave the process of bhakti. He's the Acharya, so he gives the message of the Acharyas. And what is the message of the Acharyas in the age of Kali? Is Harinam, 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 Iva Kevalam. Kalu Nasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Vakatiranyat. So Advaita Acharya, he was the leader of the Brahminical community in Shantipur, Navadvip also. And so as the leader of the Brahminical community, they all respected him, so he would just teach bhakti. He would teach bhakti from the Shastras and the process of Shamkirtan in the age of Kali. So the Panchatattva there, the Yuga Avatars. Panchatattva Pakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Srupakam Bhaktar Avataram Bhaktakyam Mamai Bhakta Shaktikam. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's expanded himself in these five different features. Panchatattva Pakam Krishnam, he is Krishna. Rupa, Bhakta Rupa, he is the form of a Bhakta. Krishna has come in the form of a Bhakta. Panchatattva Pakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa. Sarupa Kam, he is Sarupa Shakti. He expands as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram expansion. Bhaktar Avataram, this is Advaita Acharya, the Avatara. Incarnation of Mahavishnu. Where was that? Did we read it? Yeah, Lord Advaita is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. So he is the great lord of this world. He has created all the whole, everything that we know existence materially is just simply a part of the creation of the Advaita Acharya, unlimited material universes. And he creates, he dissolves, and he maintains. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the Lord's incarnation, the Lord. And therefore we should take shelter of him. Advaita Acharya ki jai. So he is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, who is so great, but by his breathing millions and millions of universes emanate from his pores. Who can estimate the size and greatness of the Lord? He is also known as Sadashiva. So yeah, so the Advaita Acharya is part of the Panchatattva. These are the Yuga Avataras, and without going through these Avataras one cannot understand Krishna, what is Radha and Krishna. So they have invented in five features to show how we can approach, it's a progression, how we can approach to Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to present Radha Krishna. Advaita Acharya is, so the Lord has expanded in these five features to show how we have to progress through the through these different features of the Lord. And without going through the Panchatattva, no, Krishna cannot be understood. Because they, specifically, they're the Yuga Avataras. They've invented themselves, especially for the living entities of Kali Yuga. with the Yuga Dhamma, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantras, the holy names. So without going through the avatars for Kali Yuga, then it is not possible. So this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has made himself approachable through the Panchatattva, who wrote his own different expansions of his own energies. So it's a progression here. Prabhupada, this is the Adi Leela, chapter 7. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his five features. And he's pointing out this progression of love, of the Panchatattva. So, Prabhupada is talking about the different types of devotees. Some in Shantara, some in Dasara, some in Vatsalara, some in Shakira, some in Madhudyarasa, all these different relationships. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically came to show the conjugal relationship, or reveal the conjugal relationship of Radha Krishna. Therefore, our ultimate worship of the Lord is Gopinath, master of the gopis. This Mahaprabhu gave us our identity. Gopi Padiyokamalo Dasa Das Das Anudas. We are servant of the servant of Krishna, Gopinath. He is our Ishtadeva. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to reveal this conjugal relationship with Radha Krishna, which is very confidential. And it's not known, it's not heard of much in other yugas. But specifically when the Lord, the original personality of God, comes on the 28th millennium, then he displays this particular characteristic of the original feature of Godhead, the Parikya Ras in Goloka. So it's a very confidential thing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his kindness, being the Mahavadanara Avatara, he has come to reveal this and give it. He was thinking, a long time I didn't give my mercy to my pure unalloyed devotees. A long time he didn't give. He was feeling, oh, sorry, oh, God. Now the time for my incarnation is coming. I will give my original form, the original form of feature, in my original feature as Krishna Chandra, the enjoyer of the Parikya Rasa. So this is why Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous. He has come. So this progression that Mahaprabhu has given us is showing us how to ultimately to taste his state of consciousness that the inhabitants of Vrindavan in their conjugal relationship have with Krishna. The devotees headed by Gadadhara Pandit are considered incarnations of the internal potency of the Lord. And they are and these are the confidential devotees engaged in service to the Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has explained that there are specific symptoms by which internal devotees and the unalloyed pure devotees are to be known. All unalloyed devotees are Shakti Tattvas, or potencies of the Lord. Some of them are situated in conjugal love and others in filial affection, fraternity and servitude. Certainly all of them are devotees. But by making a comparative study, it's found that the devotees or potencies who are engaged in the conjugal love are better situated than the others. Thus, devotees who are in a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in conjugal love are considered to be the most confidential devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who are engaged in the service of Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Advaita Prabhu generally have relationships of parental love, fraternity, servitude, and neutrality. When such devotees develop great attachment for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they too became situated in the intimate circle of devotees in conjugal love. This gradual development of devotional service is described by Narottam Das Thakur as follows. Gauranga bolite hobi pulaka sharira Hari Hari Bolite Naini Hobi Nirani. He quotes the whole song. Oh, when there will there be eruptions on my body as soon as I chant the name of Lord Chaitanya? And when will there be incessant torrents of tears as soon as I chant the holy names, Hare Krishna? And when will Lord Nityananda be merciful to me and free me from all desires for material enjoyment? When will my mind be completely free from the contamination of desires for material pleasure? Only at that time it will be possible for me to understand Vrindavan. Only if I become attached to the instructions given by the six Goswamis, headed by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, will it be possible for me to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. By attachment to the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, one immediately comes in the ecstatic position. And when he develops his love for Nityananda Prabhu, he is freed from all attachment to the material world. At that time, he becomes eligible to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. In that condition, when he develops his love for the six Goswamis, he can then understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. These are the different stages of a pure devotee's promotion in conjugal love in the service of Radha and Krishna in an ultimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's also mentioned in the Navadvipa Mahatmya. All the devotees of Gauranga, they are serving him. Most all of them are serving in the mood of Dasaras. That is the way we are approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as servitude. He is the Mahaprabhu. He is master and we are servant. This is our approach at first to Mahaprabhu, as a servant. Dasaras. And when that service attitude becomes mature, then one develops the conjugal relationship. Or Mahaprabhu reveals the conjugal relationship. He reveals himself as Radha and Krishna. Not together, separately. So this is the way. All the devotees, they worship the Lord in Dasaras until that their devotional attitude, or their devotional sentiment becomes proper. Then Mahaprabhu reveals, he reveals to them Radha and Krishna. So this progression is there. As Narottam Das Thakur is singing, and Prabhupada is pointing out that they're talking of by attachment of devotional service to the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one immediately becomes to the ecstatic position. When he develops his love for Nityananda Prabhu, he is free from all attachment to the material world. By attachment to the devotional service, Lord Chaitanya becomes to the ecstatic position. So that ecstatic position is the position of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Now to become ecstatic, you've got to get rid of all the material qualities, all the different anathas that are there, all the different moilas. So that is the business of the acharya. That's the message of the acharya. This is the Advaita Acharya. He gives the science of devotional service, of bhakti yoga, which is the process for cleaning the heart properly. And to get the mercy of the acharya, one must take shelter in the line of parampara. So that is Srivas Thakur. So we start with Srivas. Everybody knows. we want to become devotees of Krishna, then we approach a pure devotee. Everybody knows. You take shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. So that's Srivas Thakur. He represents the Jiva Shakti, Jiva Tattva, but in proper constitution. The constitution is situated perfect as the servant of the Lord. So he's Jiva Tattva, but he's perfect because he knows how to serve the Lord and he serves the Lord. So one takes shelter of such a person. This is the beginning of our spiritual life. We take shelter of the person that represented by Srivas Thakur. And what does Srivas Thakur? He gives you the connection to the parampara. He gives you the Yuga Dharma, the process of chanting Hare Krishna. He gives you the names of Krishna. He gives you all these things. And he gives you the science of devotional service to perform. This is the business of a guru. So that is Advaita Acharya. He came to give the process, the science of Krishna consciousness. So the pure devotee, he gives you the message of the Acharyas. So that's Advaita Acharya. The process of devotional service. The means and the end are the same. The means is devotional service. And the end is devotional service, but in love. But the means of bhakti yoga is means and the end are the same. The process of bhakti yoga, when we become perfect, the process itself purifies the heart. And when the heart is purified, then one becomes perfect. And so by following the instructions of the Acharya, the process given by the Acharya is Advaita Acharya, one gets rid of all the anathas. And now he's eligible to enter into the spiritual realm. And then he starts talking of when will I be Nityananda Prabhu? When will I get the mercy of Nityananda Narottam Swami? When will I receive the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? So Advaita Acharya takes you out of the material world, then into the spiritual world, into Navadvip. Now what are you going to do when you're in the Navadvip or Vrindavan? Kambihaba Hariba Sri Vrindavan. When will my mind be absorbed in Vrindavan? what are you going to do there? You're out of the material world. You're out of the contamination of the material world. And now you're in the spiritual world. What will you do? So that's the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. You're in the spiritual realm now. That's his position. He expands as the Vishuddha Sattva existence. Shambhit, the potency, spiritual potency. There's Nabadi Dham, it expands as the holy name. So now you're in the spiritual world. What do you do? And he refers to the when will Rupa and Raghunath be merciful for me? When will I have their inspiration to and enthusiasm to follow in the footsteps of Rupa and Raghunath? Rupa and Raghunath mean the Haladini potency, Gadatha Pandit. It's represented as Gadatha Pandit. Haladini potency. When will I be eager to study the Goswami's teachings? Because they know very, the Goswamis know very well the confidential teachings of pure devotion, service to Radha and Krishna. So then in that state of receiving the mercy of Haladini, the six Goswamis, the Rupa Raghunath, and receiving the blessings, and that is the Gadatha's position. So that is the Haladini potency, bhakti. That's the only thing that attracts Krishna. Bhakti is. So they can give it. Gadatha Pandit can give it. When one is purified and is in the spiritual realm and is following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, specifically the six Goswamis or the eternal associates of the Lord in conjugal relationship. And by that bhakti, then Lord Chaitanya reveals himself as Radha and Krishna. So this is the progression in Kali Yuga. We have to go through this progression because these avatars have come to reveal this. So, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he showed by that example, he followed this example also. He is the head of all the tattvas, but he also followed this example. And when he took guru, so he took shelter of the guru. Madhavendra Ishwarapuri. And what did Ishwara do? He gave him the essence of the Vedas. The essence to know, to understand Krishna, to love Krishna, to chant Hare Krishna. And Mahaprabhu put it into practice, and immediately the result was there, the effect was there. His heart became purified. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always pure, but in his pastime of bhakta, before he was Nimai, naughty Nimai. Who cared? He didn't care for anyone. Then he became serious. Then he took initiation. But the process was immediate. Within a matter of days, he went to Gaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the plea of doing pinda for his Shraddha ceremony for his father. There he met Ishwarapuri. He knew him from before. Ishwarapuri would often come to his house when he was in Navadvip because he was a mendicant. He was just traveling from holy place to holy place. Whenever he came to Navadvip, Jagannath Mishra would invite him to his house, and Nimai would also feed him sometimes. So he knew him. Then he met him in Gaya. Then he became serious and he wanted to take initiation. Within a couple of days of taking initiation, he went back and told his Guru Maharaj, "I don't know what kind of mantra you give me, but I think I'm going pagal. Because when I chant this mantra, I'm sometimes jumping up and down, sometimes falling on the ground, sometimes laughing, sometimes crying. I don't know if I'm possessed by a ghost or something. Well, can you please tell me what's happening, Guru Maharaj?" And he said, "Very good, my child. Very good, my son. You keep on chanting like this. Very good, very good." So immediately he started to feel ecstatic symptoms. Within a matter of days. To show that the process, how quick the process is if you sincerely follow it. He had nama realization first. He realized the presence of Krishna, the presence of God in the holy name. Otherwise, where was the ecstasy coming from? He was just chanting Hare Krishna. And he was showing all symptoms of ecstasy. Blah, blah, blah. So he was realizing the presence of the Lord. The Lord revealed his presence. Nama realization. This is the first revelation of the holy name. Then from there he went to Kanainatshala. This is a few days more. There he saw Krishna. He came back to Navadvip. He was a changed person. The devotees were surprised. At last, Nimai's become a devotee. Wow, we've been praying he would become a devotee for years, but now he's become a devotee. Yeah, he went to Kenanacha. He told all the devotees, "You come to Shukalam Brahmachari's house, I'll tell you what happened in my journey." And he told him how he went to Kenanachala, and he said, "There I saw Krishna." He said, "I saw him." That place is known is Gupta Vrindavan. How many people have been there? Kenanachala? Very beautiful place. Right on the bank of the Ganga. There's a hill mountain there. But that's famous as a place called Gupta Vrindavan. A very ancient place, actually. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established footprints of Gauranga Mahaprabhu there. But it's a very famous place. As Gupta Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has confirmed this by saying that he saw Krishna there. And Krishna was playing his flute. Then he's calling, "Come on, come on." Then he went to grab Krishna, but Krishna disappeared. And then he went into another ecstasy. And all the devotees were so happy to see. Astonishing. So this is all a couple of days. First the ecstasy was there, then he saw Krishna. Now first nama revelation, then the holy name revealed the rupa, the form of Krishna. Then later on the gunas, the qualities of Krishna were revealed. The holy name revealed the qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna is so attractive. My eyes, they rush to see him. My ears, they rush to see him. My tongue wants to lick at the nectar of his... My touch sensation wants to touch Krishna. And my senses simultaneously, they're all running to Krishna. They're tearing me apart. They're all acting usually one sense acts at a time. It goes to one sense object at a time. But all my senses, they're rushing towards Krishna at the same time. I feel like I'm being torn apart. Guna, the qualities of Krishna. You could hear the sweetness of Krishna's voice and the softness of Krishna's touch. They're all, so the holy name reveals these gunas, the qualities of Krishna. Naam Rup Guna Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unconscious externally. The devotees didn't like to see that when he went unconscious. They were very sad. Anyway, they were chanting, he's saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Tried to get him to wake up. So he woke up and he said, why did you call me? Why did you call me? I was there with all the shakis. We were picking flowers. We would make nice garlands for Radha Madhava. Why did you call me? Why did you bring me back? Leela. See, the holy name is revealing the Leela to him. Not only seeing, he was taking part. He said we was picking flowers. He was. So this is the progression that is revealed through the Panchatatra and through the holy name, the progression. Nam guna Rup Leela. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how this is possible if one is sincere. Few days only. Mahaprabhu showed. So it's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God, that he can do everything, you know. I mean, I'm chanting 30, 40 years. But it's expected because I'm a conditioned soul. I still have attractions because I'm a conditioned soul. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God. So for him, it's okay. He can very quickly attain all the ecstasies. I can't attain them. But no, he's explaining here. He's come as the Bhakta Avatara. And whatever he does in perfection. When these different avatars come and perform pastimes, they do in perfection. When Jasoda's tying Krishna with a rope, and Krishna's his pearl necklace is ching 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 ching, he's shivering out of fear. He's not putting a show on. I'll just put a show on for my mother. He's actually feared. He saw that stick in just Soda's hand. Mummy, I've been an offender. Please don't beat me. Please don't beat me. So she threw the stick away. But it was real. Because when he plays, when he's a child, he's playing in perfection. He was scared. He was afraid of Mother Jasoda's stick. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, playing as a Bhakta avatar, he's playing in perfection. And he showed that All he ever did was to be sincerely follow his guru's instruction. He didn't do anything else. And everything was revealed to him. So this is the progression. Progression in love, developing your love for these different personalities. Prabhupada said. And the six Goswamis, the Haladini potency. So this is Advaita Chari, is part of this Panchatattva, he's one of the tattvas, he's the Yuga Avatar, part of the Yuga Avatar tattvas. And, yeah, so Advaita Acharya, he called the Lord by his loud chanting, both in Shantipur, if you go to Shantipur, there's the old river Ganga is there, you can see it just close to the temple. They have a temple there, the Tri Tin Prabhu. And Advaita Acharya was sitting there on the bank of the Ganga. He was offering torsi leaves and manjaris to Shalagram with the loud chanting of the holy names. And also in Navadvip, he had a place in Navadvip. Advaita Bhavan is there. Just pass, you go past the Jogpit, past Srivasangam, and then you come to Advaita Bhavan. He had a house, presumably placed there, because he was a very respected, he was the leader of all the Brahmanipal community. So, and Nabadweep at that time was the place to be for cultural learning, scholarship, etc. So anybody who was anybody, they had a toll there, they had their school there. So Advaita Acharya had a school in Shantipur, and there's also a school in Mayapur. So both places, he was here on the bank of the Ganga chanting loudly, and he also was in Shantipur on the bank, chanting loudly for the Lord to come, and the Lord finally decided to come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he was very strict on Vaishnava Prat. That he would not excuse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not excuse that. And one time Mahaprabhu was he's showing his majestic aspect. He was sitting on the altar, actually. He moved the shalagrams to one side and he sat on the altar in a majestic aspect. And what were we talking about? Anyway, he said to Ramaya, Srivasa's brother, that you go and get Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. Whenever he comes, he always tries to trick me. He always tries to make a plan. So he said, go and tell him that that person who is worshipping every day is here in Nabadweep, in Mayapur. That person you are calling to, he's here. So you come and see him and bring paraphernalia for worshipping me. And so he told Ramai went to Shantipur and told Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was in ecstasy when he heard that. Began dancing and crying. And his wife was dancing and crying and son was dancing and crying. Jutananda. When he got this news, so he said to Advaita Acharya said to Ramai that you go. I'm going to go, but I'm going to hide in Srivasa's in the Nanda Acharya's house. I'm going to hide there. If he is the Lord, he will know I am there. If he is the Lord, then that will be the proof that he knows. So then he came and Mahaprabhu said, that Advaita Acharya, he always tries to trick me. He wants to make me show something. Then he said he'll be satisfied that I'm the Supreme Personality of God. Anyway, I know he's hiding in Advaita Bhavan. You go and get him and bring him here. Advaita. He said, I have come appeared because of your loud call cries, Advaita. By your crying, you have brought me here in your worship of the Lord. And one time when he was showing this opulent feature. He was sitting on the Vyasa side, and the devotee, he was giving prem to everyone, Gauranga prem. And all the devotees were praying and they're asking, give my guru, give this. They were asking for devotional service, and Mahaprabhu was giving. And they said, give Satchimata devotional service. He said, no, I will not give her love of Godhead. Why? Why are you giving everyone else and she's your mother? No, she is an offender. She is not qualified to receive my devotional service. What did she do? She criticized my Advaita Acharya. She thought this Advaita Acharya is coming, he's associating with Nimai. He used to come before and associate with my other son, Vishwaroop. And Vishwaroop, what happened as a result of his association? Vishwaroop ran off, took sannyas. Now he may do the same thing for my Mahaprabhu. So she was criticizing him in her mind. Mahaprabhu says she's an offender. She offended Advaita Acharya. The only way to get rid of Vaishnava Aparad is by get the blessings of the person that you offended to forgive you. So you get the dust of Advaita Acharya's feet on your head. So the Advaita, you should give the dust of your feet on her head and ask for forgiveness. The dust of my feet on her head? She's a Supreme Mother. She's the Mother of the Universe. She's actually Jasoda. She feeds the Supreme Personality of Godhead with her breast milk. She's Devaki. And you want me to put... Oh, and he fainted on the floor. Your chance. Mother Jasoda's chance. So she ran up and took the dust while he was in a fainted condition. Put the dust on him. Then Mahaprabhu was very happy. Okay. And he blessed her with prem. And another time, Advaita Acharya, he didn't like that Mahaprabhu was always showing him respect as his superior. He said, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm just an incarnation. I'm insignificant to him. So he wanted Mahaprabhu to stop treating him like that. He wanted to be... Mahaprabhu is the Prabhu. He wanted to be the servant. So, he devised a trick. So he was at Shantipur. He was teaching the Vashishtra Advaita philosophy, Yoga Sutras, Mayavad philosophy. Everything is one. Brahman is absolute. So then he started to teach it in Shantipur, and news came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, you know what your Advaita is doing? He's teaching Mayavad philosophy. Mahaprabhu, I can't believe that, Advaita. Let's go and have a look. So he went with Nityananda Prabhu. And they arrived in Advaita's house, and Advaita was sitting there teaching the Yoga Sutras. And Mahaprabhu was sitting there, and he became furious. He heard him. He said, Advaita Acharya, what is the essence of the Shastras? The essence of the Shastras is Aham Brahmasmi. You become Brahman. Otherwise, how you can understand anything without becoming Brahman? You want bhakti, then first we get Brahman. Then your bhakti will come. But Brahman is the supreme. That is what is glorified in your Upanishads. And Mahaprabhu couldn't tolerate it anymore. He jumped, he threw him on the floor, and he started to beat it. I was sleeping very peaceably on an under shesh, and you started calling me, come down. I gave up my sleep to come down. And you're supposed to be teaching the pure bhakti, and now you're teaching this. And his wife, no, don't beat him. He's an old man. He may die. You know who killed Kamsa? That was me. You know who killed these people? I killed all these big demons. And Advaita's hearing this. Yes, this is what I want to hear. I want to hear your glories, how great you are. Mahaprabhu became very embarrassed. Advaita charge a key. Yeah, so they understood Mahaprabhu's position, and but everybody took the position of servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwaroop and Advaita Acharya were discussing things. God knows what they were discussing. They're both God. So what kind of discussion? Anyway, it must have been something to do with the bhakti shastras. Sachimata said to Nimai, he's a small baby, you go and get... Tell him it's time for your lunch. So baby Nimai goes there with this little bell around his waist on a bit of string, and he's covered in dust. And he walks to Advaita's house, toddler, he's a toddler. And the waiter and Vishwarup, they're discussing. What are they discussing? Then they see a little baby Nimai Dusty, completely absorbed. Whole consciousness is fixed. They forgot whatever they were talking about. And it must have been something pretty exotic. But they just absorbed in their mind. Mummy wants you to come home for your prasadam this time. Completely lost in. In this way they were, everybody was accepting. So, Prabhupada said, Advaita has a beard to distinguish him from Shivas. Because sometimes people ask, why Advaita Chari has a beard? The Prabhupada said, he has a beard to distinguish him from Shivas. When Advaita was in Mapu, in Nilachal, Mapu would come every day, see Lord Jagannath and go to Toto Gopinathji and then go to see Haridas Thakur at Siddhavokal. And so the devotees would go there and all meet there at the Siddhavokal. And so Mahaprabhu was there, Advaita Acharya came. So he said, Acharya, what did you do this morning? Oh, what I do? What I usually do every morning? I do my ablations and things like that, and then I come down. I take darshan of Lord Jagannath, and then I came to see you, same as I do every day. No, you tell more detail. No, I do my morning duties and everything like that, and then I come to see the deity. I come to see Lord Jagannath and I succumb to mate Lord Jagannath 5 or 7 times. Then I come and see you. Mahaprabhu says, yes, you are defeated, Acharya. Said, maybe I'm defeated, but please tell me why. No, because you said when you succumb to mate the Jagannath 5 or 7 times, he said, but when I came to see Jagannath, you succumbed it on your right side. He said, but when I come to see Jagannath, I didn't see left, I didn't see right, I didn't see up, I didn't see down. I only saw those big, big, beautiful eyes of Lord Jagannath. That's all I saw. Advaita said, yes, my Lord, you have defeated me. I am defeated by you. Advaita Charya ki jai, Shri Advaita Saptami ki jai, Advaita Charya Alba Mahav Saptiti ki jai, Taigo Premanandi. Thank you. Hare Krishna.